This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Uma and Ezra on the evening edition, 6:41 p.m. Now, Uma, when it comes to our public transport, Malaysians indeed have a lot to say.
Yeah, the buses are never on time. There isn't enough LRT, MRT, KTM, coaches during peak hours. Our walkways are uncovered, not enough connectivity beyond the city. Our taxis unreliable.
Okay, easy.
Are we covering it?
Take a breather, my friend. So the Malaysian public transport system isn't terrific, but it hasn't been great for quite some time. And the government, kudos to them, have readily admitted that, which is why there's been an accelerated effort to improve the overall infrastructure.
Yeah.
And, of course, the most noticeable would be the MRT project that's supposed to improve connectivity for commuters nationwide, or at least in the Klang Valley to begin with.
Yeah, there's also spruced up buses, KTM coaches. There's the GoKL free bus service that's worked really well in commercial areas as well.
And does this mean that we've improved, I guess, on this issue of public public transportation system? Well, we're going to find out from BFM's Keith Kam, who is at the Land Public Transport Commission's 2017 Annual Review Conference right now. Keith, good to hear from you. And so SPAD has just, in fact, shared its 2017 Annual Review findings. Tell us, what were some of the main issues for our public transportation system last year? And was it everything that, I guess, Uma was rattling off earlier just then?
Well, it's nothing new what Uma has been saying. And yeah, the Land Public Transport Commission, or SPAD, they are aware of Uma's gripe.
Oh, good to know.
Basically the same as most people's. So yeah, 2017 saw them tackle issues like insufficient trains, buses, unsatisfactory taxi services. That's putting it mildly. And then we had that issue with e-hailing services like Grab and Uber during that time.
Right.
And, you know, most recently also there was that problem with the four-car KL monorail train. As it stands, they have been put out of service and only the two-car trains are running now. And work to identify the problem is ongoing. But obviously, it puts a strain on the monorail services, because if you take the monorail right now, you kind of have to wait for, I think, 15 to 20 minutes per train. Mm. And that's kind of unacceptable for a city centre.
Right.
So they are looking into it, though.
Yeah, Keith, what did you learn today? What are some of the updates relating to KL public transport?
Good news, because insufficient trains, they are looking into it. So we are looking at more trains for intercity rail, like the ETS, the ones that link Gemas to Johor Bahru, and the ones that link KL to Ipoh and beyond. So with more trains, I suppose it's not unfair to say that you can expect better frequency. They gave some updates on the HSR, the high-speed rail link between KL and Singapore, the East Coast Rail Link, the KTM double-tracking project, as well as the RTS, that's the latest one, that connects Johor Bahru, Bukit Chaga, Johor Bahru, and Woodlands, Singapore. So all those things are on track. Forget the pun there. They are on track to be completed soon. And I did that subconsciously. The plan is also to increase the number of stations from 119 currently to 154. Double the number of the rail tracks that we have, from 1,100 plus to over 2,200, and that's over the next 8 years. And this one actually piqued my interest, because we've heard about this KTM service between KL and Subang Airport.
Right.
And I was wondering what happened to it. So when I asked, they confirmed that it will happen. It will happen in May this year, and they did admit that there was a bit of a delay. So you can actually now, from May onwards, you can actually take a train from KL Central to Subang Airport, or from the Subang station to the airport for 8 kilometres.
Fantastic.
That's really interesting. Yeah.
Well, Keith, one of the main talking points last year was that the government passed the Land Public Transport Amendment Bill 2017, and essentially that legalized ride-sharing services like Grab and Uber. Have there been any hiccups with regulation of these services so far?
Well, the response from CEO Asharuddin Matsa, he said that he confirmed there were challenges, especially from taxi drivers, but that the situation was mostly manageable. But the plan was overall to encourage more collaboration with Uber and Grab. And granted, a lot of taxi drivers are not as tech savvy as the younger ones. And one of their gripes was that the ownership, taxi license ownerships always belong to a company.
Yeah.
So as it stands now, over about 1,200 taxi drivers at least have their own individual permits, so they own their own cars. They were also given 5,000 ringgit to buy new cars as part of budget 2018. And then e-hailing drivers will also be registered, and that process is ongoing. I think it will go on until the end of this year. Mm. That way, everyone can track the kind of service that they provide. Plus, this is the question I asked, the Inland Revenue Board will be able to track their earnings and tax them accordingly.
Of course. So, Keith, what have we got coming in the future? What is PAD planning to introduce in the coming years?
I love trains, so this got me all excited. So, PAD is going digital. They're coming up with an app that can help commuters plan their journeys better with real-time information.
So that's cool. About time.
Yeah. Yeah, you go onto the app and you can see when the train will arrive and how long you need to take to, depending on how long you need to walk to the station or to the bus stop, you know, you can at least plan your time there. There is also they're studying a way to use a QR code type payment facility, and they are already talking to Touch and Go about that. Of course, their main focus over the coming year will be on first and last mile connectivity. So there'll be new buses as well, and this was shared to me as well that there might be a type of mini bus to serve housing areas. Not the kind of mini bus that we were familiar with, but you know, an updated version. There is already an app that you can also download. It's called Meter On, and this will allow you to report directly to SPAD. Any cab or bus driver that you see that's speeding or doesn't use a meter, that's kind of interesting. But the thing that piqued most people's interest was, of course, the possibility of a 50-kilometer tram service. And this will connect Putrajaya Central to Kajang, going through Cyberjaya and Bangi as well.
Wow.
However, it's still in the early stages, and the request for proposal is still not out yet. It will happen sometime this year. So as it stands, we don't know what the system will look like, but he did mention... he drew parallels to the kind of tram systems that were seen in Kaohsiung in Taiwan, maybe Melbourne as well. You never know. But Keith, it's exciting.
Well, yeah. Keith, thank you very much for that update. And, of course, that was BFM's Keith Kam giving us details from the Land Public Transport Commission's 2017 annual review, which was shared earlier this evening.
Yeah, lots to look forward to, especially if you're a public transport user. I think connectivity is the most exciting thing for me.
The first and last mile.
First and last mile, and also this idea that you can plan your journey. Up till now, you still can't do that.
Yeah, well, if I had a penny for every time I heard the connectivity issue for the first and last mile, I would all be pretty rich right now. Here's some music by The Beatles, Drive My Car on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.